You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thing that took place at the time of making the decision what exactly is going to take place about Korach and his followers. So here we see, unfortunately, Hashem just about to punish him. So what did he do? What did Hashem do? He sent Malach HaMavet. What is Malach HaMavet? Angel of the death. Okay?
But he didn't kill him.
How? How was he stopped? So now we see that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom told Aharon HaKohen, go stop him. How? He told him to go and bring incense. It's called Ketoret. How did Moshe know that's the way to stop the Malach HaMavet? How did he know? How did he know? Beautiful. Very nice. So he learned this from Malach HaMavet. So when he went up to Shomayim, so Malach HaMavet taught Moshe that incense can stop me. So here, one lesson that you learn, you even can learn from Malach HaMavet, more so from other people. So now, he brings incense, and Malach HaMavet, the angel of death, tells him, you know, I have to do my thing. What are you doing here? So Aharon says, my brother, Shalom, Shalom, told me to come to stop you. So what are you talking about? I have an order from Hashem. I have an order from Hashem. So now you come in and telling me that your brother commanded you to come and stop me? Makes sense?
No.
Does it make sense? How could he stop me?
So let's go to the 10th and last question.
So now here what we learn, it's very interesting, that how could human being stop an angel? How could it be such a thing? Can it be such a thing? But how was he able to do this? Hashem make a decree on Tzaddik. But what is Tzaddik called? Ah, beautiful. Very nice. What is Tzaddik? Very nice, beautiful. We have a chapter in Tratana Rusha. It's a very harsh and warning subject. It's got the chapter of curses. So we have a curse that's brought in the Torah that says you're going to run away, but nobody's chasing you. Is it good? It's not good. Venastem ve'en rodef etchem. Is that good? You're chasing when you know there's nobody behind you. Is that good? Is it better that somebody chases you?
No, but it means that there's pachad, there's fear.
Understand. Fine. So you, but is it, which is better? That you have somebody to chase after you? Or, you know, you look back, you say, oh, I was dreaming, I was imagining.
What's, if somebody is chasing you, that means your sins are being forgiven. We had the same thing at of the sea, that they were being chased.
It's better?
It's better if you're being chased.
So it's good to have somebody always that chase after you?
No, it's not better.
It's not?
It's better to not have anyone running after you. No, it's better to have someone chasing
you. So what type of curse is this?
No, because then your sins wouldn't get forgiven. You don't even have the option of that damn woman.
Well, you can come to Mincha early. You can read Tehillim. There are many things you can do. You can give tzedakah. But here, why this considered as a curse?
There's a deep meaning to that.
Can you explain to us the deep meaning?
No, like Yetzirah chasing after you to make you to grow. It's good, just without Yetzirah we are not here today. It gave us...
But here it says, if nobody is chasing after you...
It's good, they're chasing after you.
It says, it's good... Good that you have somebody chase after
good,
you.
Yeah. it's good. Somebody
why?
Because this is, you can go up with nobody chasing you, think you are tzaddik.
No, people become hopeless, people become depressed, people it drains them, you know, say, how come me, what happened to me, you know, right?
That's exactly the point. Your emunah and bitachon increases when somebody is chasing you.
Is that what it does?
Well, you know, you have no salvation except Ribono Shel Olam.
Now, here, the parasha that we went through, obviously, who's the hero here? Parasha Korach, who's the hero? Who's the warrior? Who's the failure? But what did Aharon do? What did Aharon do? Nothing. Hey, how does that work? No, we're talking about Aharon and Korach. Who's the hero? Aharon. What did he do?
Nothing.
Nothing. How can you do nothing and then you're the hero?
He didn't answer back.
You didn't answer back. Beautiful. Very nice. So now, here, we need some help from Shalom HaMelech Alav Shalom, the wisest human being on earth, the son of David Melech Shalom. So I have a book, it's called Kohelet, chapter Gimel, the third chapter, Pasuk 15. Here, he informs us, V'ha'elokim yevakesh et nirdaf. What does that mean? Ribono Shel Olam has an attribute, has a manner that always and always protects the one that are being chased. Makes sense? Doesn't make sense.
No.
Let's say, if Rasha, a wicked, chasing the righteous, so obviously who is going to be protected?
The righteous.
The righteous. Now, if the righteous is chasing after the wicked, who's going to be protected?
Wicked.
The righteous. What do you mean? He's a righteous, he's a wicked. So now the righteous is chasing after the wicked. So who should be protected? Who?
Technically the righteous, but Hashem still...
What kind of formula is this? He's a righteous, he's a wicked. So now here, you're telling me that even though that he is wicked, but he is being chased, so now he gets a protection from Hashem.
Yes.
Why?
Because the person who's doing the chasing is losing his grip, losing his emunah to Hashem. He's like, I'm getting him.
I was like about, oh, so here the answer is very simple. Hashem dislikes people that they chase after other people. The moment you're even thinking about chasing another human being, then you lost your protection. We're going to explain. So now, here, so we see Aharon HaKohen became a hero. Why? He sat back. So he became the being chased. Korach was a chaser. Korach was a chaser. Aharon was being chased. So he became a hero. Today, we don't have people like to chase after people. But here, Shemach Shalom is teaching us, V'alokim yevakesh et ha-nirdaf. What does that mean? That Ribono Shel Olam has a special attention for those that are being chased. What does it mean? You know, sometimes if you... things become very aggravating, bothersome, painful. Why? Somebody's talking loud. Somebody's talking. Somebody should not talk. Somebody's standing. Somebody's sitting. How come you're talking about this subject here? So now you have a chance. You know? What kind of attitude is this? You should not act like this. You're bothering me. Be quiet. So now you have another option, an opportunity that to make this such a protection for yourself. How? What can you do? Because you said, you repeated, You explain that any way you want, you know, it was possible to do. Well, you know, people, they don't listen. So now you have a option to become the chaser or the one that's being chased. How can you lose such an opportunity? That means if you don't have somebody to chase after you, that's a kilala, it's a curse. But at the time that you have people, they act strange, really strange, extremely strange. And it's very painful, it's very bothersome. So now you can create such a shield for yourself. And you know what it is? It's golden opportunities. Golden opportunities. And Baruch Hashem, so many homework that make protection and protection and protection constantly. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. If you don't feel that there is occasions that you've been bothered, you're in a terrible situation. But when you have this opportunity, you are being bothered. You're being chased. You are being chased. Mentally, physically, and then you stay as being chased, then you have the protection of Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what you see here, unbelievable thing, that how Aharon HaKohen, Alav Shalom, you don't see even one word, one response. There's no such a thing in the whole parasha. Vayidaber Aharon, Vayomer Aharon Korach, what do you want from me? What do you want from my life? What did he do? Nothing and nothing. Why? Because he stayed being chased. And then he gained the protection of Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what exactly such a awareness and such a beautiful opportunity that we have to take advantage of it. Because actually, Ribbono Shel Olam gives you this opportunity. Why? That you create this opportunity as a protection. Now, Chas v'Shalom, you know, lose that great opportunity. Hashem Yizakenu, Zad Hashem Tizkeh, Rabbi Yeshua.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.